Okay, one important update is progress on what's called the portal, applying for Medicaid online. Until just a couple of months ago, we were unable to help people. Almost all our clients had dementia, and therefore were unable to open an account with the Medicaid program online. They would be asked, what street did you live on 10 years ago, or something like that, that they don't remember the answer to, and nobody in the family knew. So we kind of gave up on trying to do that and did it all by fax. But now we have a new system, or a new way of using the system, in which one person can be authorized representative for any number of people. And so my legal assistant, or I, can open an account, and then we can use that same account to apply for any number of other people. All we need for each person that we're applying for is to have them appoint us authorized representative, and that's on form H-1003, the authorized representative appointment, or on the Medicaid application, or both. And once we've got that, then we can do everything online for them. So that's really good, important progress on being able to handle Medicaid applications online. But now I'm going to have to tell you, the portal is not still fully functional. And on this, I have to give thanks to our Associate Attorney, Meredith Sullivan, who has done testing of the portal. And we found a lot of things were working well, some things not working so well. So Meredith recommends don't enter the application online. The application information is not all getting to the Medicaid specialist. You're going to have to go over it again. So just you're still going to need to fill out form H-1200, but submit the 1200 by uploading it as if it was a document. And that way they'll get it, and that'll work better for now. And there are other essential tips and tricks that Meredith has worked up for us. Those are pages 3 to 4 of the paper. There's instructions on how to open an account. That's on pages 4 to 5 of the paper. And it may help to know that there's nothing that says here's how you open an account. You apply for benefits. You have to pretend you're applying for benefits, even to the extent of choosing which benefits you want, even though in fact you want no benefits, just to open an account. So don't be confused by that. And then the application process, Meredith has put together some helpful step-by-step instructions on that on page 5 of your paper. And HHSC tells us that we have these benefits of filing online. You can check the status of your benefits. That's a wonderful feature. Report changes in the case online. Renew benefits, print a Medicaid card, or upload items that HHSC needs from you. I might give you a little summary of the effect of the increased automation on our practice in the last several years. This is not just talking about the portal, but the increasing automation of the whole thing. In general, we found people need us more. The process goes a lot faster. Generally, that just means they can deny benefits a lot faster. And they're doing that a lot more often, because the people who are the Medicaid specialists who are managing this are not people who've been doing Medicaid work for years and years, for the most part. Those people are gone. They're people who have been trained to enter data, to get it within certain well-defined time deadlines, and then go on, and if the system says you're not eligible, then send out that notice of denial. So we're getting a lot of notices of denial, and we then have to fix that, and we've gotten really good at that, and that's what we do. People expect more from what we do in terms of time deadlines. For example, a couple of weeks ago on a weekend, I was out at Lake LBJ with my family, got a frantic call from a client that he had checked his mobile app that he has with HHSC, and they told him that he hadn't filed all the documents he needed to file, and the deadline was Friday. And this was Saturday when I learned about this. So I called around, got all the documents from his friend who'd been helping him with the application, and was able to file those documents on Sunday night. We got everything done before they could deny the application. I don't promise that kind of service to everybody, so don't tell people, call Clyde and he'll do that for you. But it's an example of what people have come to expect, and I think rightfully so. It's a good thing for consumers that we're able to do things so much faster. Now, the next several updates I'll be talking about are from the latest revisions to the Medicaid for the Elderly and Persons with Disability Handbook. Let me just mention how I found these, and this may be helpful to you if you don't know about this. The revisions are listed together at the end of the handbook near the appendices, and they change every 3 months. So on like clockwork, every 3 months you have a new set of revisions, and all you have to do is turn to that place and read them, and you'll be caught up on a really important changes, all the important changes in our most important source of law in this area.